I guess we'll start off by introducing ourselves. I'm Belasco. I'm the admin at Sweet Feathery Jesus. I'm actually living in Austin, Texas right now, and I think probably only Kung Fu Jesus, who founded the site, has been a member longer than I have. I think I'm like member number 5. So yeah, I've been around for quite a while.
Don't you forget about Vaco.
Yeah, what number was Vaco?
4.
Oh, he beat me.
Western States was 2. Yeah. So some fine company he chose until
you
came along.
That's why I said the ones that are still active and still there.
Yeah, but I had to be a smartass.
Of course, please. You always have to.
Please, continue your introduction.
All right, yes. And that's pretty much me. I took over about a year and a half ago as the administrator from Kung Fu Jesus, and I've been enjoying it ever since. So that covers me.
All right. Well, I think Lee would be next. He's a moderator. So
Go
to the people with power first. We'll work our way down the chain. Yeah. I'm sorry. God damn it.
Yeah. Booze. My name is Booze. I'm from London, or London, England, as Americans insist on calling it, just in case anyone gets confused. And I am a moderator, although I have absolutely no powers whatsoever that I can see. And I've been on the site since about 2005, I think. Really near the end times, anyway. It wasn't that long. I think I was only on the site about 6-7 months before the original Phil Hendry show finished.
How were you listening to that, by the way?
Well, I was looking for, because in my job I get to listen to audio pretty much all day and eat sausage sandwiches and drink coffee. And I really needed some new listening material. So I was on Easy News, and I was checking out the comedy stuff on there. And I was just double-clicking on stuff. And, you know, there was loads of American radio stuff, and I didn't know what any of it was. And I just clicked on, it was a Bob Green bit.
Oh.
The Twin Towers bra.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you know that bit. And I started listening, and I just got it straight away. And I thought, this is great.
Yeah.
And I know loads of other stuff. If I hadn't clicked on that day, you know, randomly, then I wouldn't know any of you. I wouldn't know Hendry probably to this day because he's completely unknown over here, even though Teachers is, of course, the number one rated smash hit sitcom in the UK.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was going to say, come on.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I started out as Rusty Pelican. I guess I should start out how I heard the show and stuff, although that has nothing to do with the site anymore. I signed up. I was Rusty Pelican. That was a name of the bar that Chris Norton frequented. And, after the fallout, we all de-Hendryized our names. And I became Russell P. And I hated Russell P. And so I just always bugged me typing in Russell P. And it was the P that bothered me more than Russell, but I never fixed that. But there was some point, I don't know, there was a pissing contest or something about education. And I produced a doctorate from Thunderwood, actually several, in several different academic studies. And just decided to change my name to Dr. P. So anyway, I will be changing my user name before too long. I just have to think of something. And every time I think of something, it's just not quite good enough. That's where we are. I live in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm good friends with Kung Fu Jesus. We used to work together. We did for years. I now opened a pet store and no longer see KFJ too much, but we're talking on the phone here and there.
All right. Well, the big news that has gone down today is, or not today, but in the past couple of days, is that the Larry has returned.
Sort of returned.
And just for, he returned for a day. It's been a couple of days now, and we haven't had another post from him yet.
I think we banned him.
I'm thinking. I'm seriously considering it. But yeah,
I mean, what a dick. He got on thinking he was going to give us points and get points, and he was so stupid he didn't protect his points, and Savvy stole them all. And then neither you nor I got credit because we were both bugging the hell out of him to sign back up so we get points, you know? Yeah, pretty aggravating.
I think the reason he came back was because he made an appearance on Bubba with his old SFJ video, Risky Business and Chocolate Rain.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That was on their show yesterday, I think it was. And we got a mention on that very briefly. I think Bubba called it FSJ, JSF.
No, figures. Yeah, just
of course
figures.
He fucked it up, yeah.
But you can't blame him for that too much because Hendry never got it right either when he was on there. So, you know.
SWJ is what Hendry called it, yeah. Phil approves of SWJ. And if I may immediately segue, was there ever a worse poster on that forum? And seriously, you can bring up your Tab Bell lovers, your, you know, whoever that might have annoyed you. Was there ever just a worse poster? And I mean St. Jimmy and his little love interest, Kagome. Was there ever anyone that was just a shittier forum member than Phil Hendry?
It's the most amazing thing. He's the only person I've ever heard of that almost got banned from his own fan site.
Yeah, he's fanned up about
Jesus was about to ban him and going, I can't. I mean, he called me up and just going, okay, he keeps cutting and pasting the same message in every active topic. How do I handle this? I'm like, I fucking don't know. It's still, you know, we still liked him then.
Phil Hendry is back. He actually misspelled his own name. Yes.
Yes. He misspelled the forum. Wait. If I may stop you, he misspelled first Phil Hendry. Approves of SWJ.
That was his
so
first
a three-letter word he fucked up, then his own name, and then he just starts copying the same message everywhere. Please continue.
In his defense, though, Phil Hendry is his name in Austrian.
Oh, fuck.
And so his posting goes as, I know you don't believe it's me, no matter. I'll be dropping in from time to time to make sure no one is sullying or otherwise wiping with my show or pristine reputation. You see, I've heard things. People saying my wife did the voices, I hired this person or that. All of these assertions are lies. Lies that only a lousy cur would utter. And I'll see them in hell. If you don't believe it's me, I've already messaged Kung Fu. In the coming days you will realize Bettenhofen is here. Now, that's a pretty cool thing to get on a fan site when, you know, the object of what you're a fan of decides to actually post. But when you post it seven times...
In a day,
in different threads, all of which have nothing to do with him.
I'll never forget, one of the most heated topics at the time was who is your God that Kung Fu Jesus changed the title of to who is you God. When we're arguing religion, and it was heated, all of a sudden, Phil Hendry is here. It was fucking hysterical. It's like, this guy is beyond a jackass. If he were anyone besides Phil Hendry, it would just be like, ban. You know, you're spamming up the place. You're just posting the same shit. He was the worst.
Oh, he was a terrible
poster. And we loved him back then. This is before there was any animosity, any hard feelings at all. Let's bring on the Larry and talk about the subject of the guy that was the original wonk and a lot of what the site was created upon.
Yes. What's the one thing that stands out to you about Larry? Because personally for me, the one thing I can never get past is him eating a dog turd.
Oh, yeah.
I never have been able to get past that. It was.
And by the way, he didn't buy the dog turd. He chewed up and ate it. let's make that clear. That's part of why this is so funny.
What did he think it was? A chicken wing?
He thought it was a chicken wing or a cookie or something?
Yes, he was eating chicken wings, actually, as I recall. Let's start out, you know, let's back up just a hair. Larry is blind. Lawrence, the Larry on the site, is a blind young man. And by blind, I mean one eye is glass and the other he can't see shit out of. He is blind as a bat. And Larry, one day, was eating chicken wings, and he shared this on the site, and God damn it, I wish there was a way the search feature would allow me to bring the post up to where he tells the story. He was eating chicken wings, and his dog had shit on the floor. Now, he thinks he spilled a chicken wing off a plate, as some, you know, I suppose a blind guy does all the time, and eating wings, you know, you're going to have a fucking nest of wings around you. And he grabs this thing and he eats it and chews, and it's not quite chicken wing. It's not right. There's no bone to pull the meat out of. But what does he do? Like, keep chewing and swallowing and working on it, and then going, wow, this is really nasty. And he has a dog turd. Dog turd! In his hand.
I heard a different story. I'm sure I remembered it.
Oh, please share.
Didn't his sister put it on his plate of chicken wings? did that happen? He used to say that his sister used to fuck with him all the time. I'm sure he said
that. Oh, that would be even better.
And think about this, though. I mean, how else would it happen? Because, what is he, sitting on the floor and the chicken wings are just spread over his carpet? You know, what? It's got to be on the plate, right? So someone must have put it on the plate. And it couldn't just be a normal like, dog turd, the fresh one. It just come out.
No,
it
must be like, dried out. Petrified.
How long has she been holding that?
She probably keeping it until it got to the right, just to the texture of a wing. You know, if you save them long enough, they do dry out.
Something.
Oh, God.
Let me ask you this. In America, back in the 1970s, were the streets kind of littered with white dog turds?
Yes, they were. Sarah 100%. Silverman wrote a whole song about that.
I don't even know about that, but I'm going to say I grew up in rural North Carolina, U.S. And
I'm glad you said it was the U.S., otherwise I might have thought it was
England. I drove my bike around, and on every corner, you know, there were these white crusted dog turds. They're never crusted anymore.
I wonder if we could get Larry to give us like reviews on various turds or litter or something like that. Just sample it.
Yeah. What was the best year for turds?
I kind of doubt it. I was hoping you would say, I wonder if we could get Larry to call into the show, and I could do that immediately on a 3-way call in.
Well, we can't afford his fee. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's a little expensive now. He's got all that Bubba money coming to him.
Yeah, this is true. He writes the recaps, dude. This guy pay a lot.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, he's doing well. Quality writing
it is.
You know, I'm happy for the kid. I'm glad he's made his name in radio. You know, I really am.
Has he?
Yeah.
You beat me to it, yeah.
Is America's number three blind show recapper, apparently. Yeah. For me, it's got to be the whole time that he was at CJIT or CJIT, as I call it, which was some kind of weird training school for the blind that prepared them for future life, which would work with most blind people, but with the Larry, we all know that he's a lazy fucker.
He ain't gonna save up popcorn. No.
I mean, I get the idea of him that he would kind of like to be ushered through the rest of his life by someone else. I mean, wouldn't we all? But yeah, so he went there and he met legends like Omar
I shot out John. Yeah.
Josh is the classic. There was Faisal as well, who was sort of like a gangster black dude who had no eyes, but he could rap, and he was giving Larry, you know, all his tips on how to make ladies and what you got to do and the way to treat a lady, right? But I shot out Josh. Omar was great. Omar was a Honduran who didn't have any natural rhythm. I don't know whether Hondurans are supposed to, but he didn't. As we saw from the Risky Business and Chocolate Rain.
Yes.
He could kind of go for short bursts. He was...
he was sitting on the bed, just dead on for a moment. And suddenly get the groove. You know, he would suddenly hear the music and start moving, yeah.
Omar was awesome. Very much on the... He was on the offbeat, I think, Omar. That's the way I like to see him. I shot out Josh offbeat. Was the best for me because he was a great guy. We had was it Kung Fu Jesus who talked to him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so we there was video of that. I don't know whether it still exists. I've got a still of it, which is fantastic. But yeah, I mean, for a guy whose eyes were apparently shot out during a
robbery.
It was a failed burger robbery, wasn't it? Didn't they just
in the end just fast food joint?
Yeah, they just went for his burger.
He didn't work there. As I recall it, he was coming in just to buy himself a chicken sandwich, and the guy held him up, and he gave him his wallet. Then the guy shot him.
Yeah, shot. Somehow, it must have been some one hell of a shot, or he's got a weird-shaped face, because it shot both his eyes out.
Yeah, because I think it was, like, to his temple, and I think it went clean
he turned
across.
He did. He turned his head. Yeah.
Cut his optic nerves and whatnot. Right. So, and, of course, on SFJ, being the... caring and feeling people that we are, we just started calling him I Shot Out Josh.
He didn't care. And the funniest thing is he didn't care. He was cool with being called that.
But he was fantastic.
Was awesome. I
hate to think how I would react if I had both my eyes shot out and was renamed I Shot Out Lee. But... You know, he seems to handle it really well. He's very grounded, dude. He would pop his eyes out whenever asked and hold them up to the camera. You know.
Yeah.
And
I took that blind guy.
He looked a lot like me, actually, really, at the time, with the shaved head and little goatee beard. So I think that might have been why I took to him. But I did take to him. I thought he was a great guy. And Faisal
was
great. And Omar, that was my best Larry time, CGIT.
Possibly my favorite was the introductory one where I became his enemy early on. I sent him a bunch of free SFJ stuff because he was this blind kid, you know, and I had like DVDs full by then from Retard Traffic. And I thought, you know, I'll send this blind kid some material. And user Bob Green also had. Well,
can I stop you there?
Wrote,
Bob Green 1, Bob Green 2, Bob Green 3. Bob Green with neon.
The original Bob Green sent him some material too, out of pity, you know. And at that point, it really was a blind kid, you know. Oh shit, send some audio. So I burned everything I had gotten off Retard Traffic and sent it to Larry. And he wrote the Phil Hendry show, A, saying that he had been sent free material, and B, it was from Heather.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
And I cost him a blue streak and wished...
That's Larry for you.
I wish there were worse things than blindness I could cast upon him. I was like, deafness, muteness, your ability to use your legs, whatever can befall you, I hope does, you fucking prick. I gave you free shit, and you're riding Phil.
I do remember
and,
that.
And getting,
episode.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. So that's like not my best layered memory, but it's my most prominent, you know. And then, goddamn, a phone call or two, and you're like, goddamn, you can't
That's what it's like.
Like
it's like
the little packer hat blank.
Got them. That's what it reminds me of. You've got, you know, just when you hate him, he does something that makes you feel sorry for him. Like Gollum.
The only thing he did that made me feel sorry for him is not being able to see.
So the one thing I wanted to talk about is that one thing that's been talked about at SFJ for a while was, you know, participation. And it's been kind of low lately. It's definitely not where it was at the heyday of the old Hendry show. So I started looking up some things of what I can do as an administrator to kind of bring more people in, make people more active and productive, and post more and whatnot. And I ran across this article called 10 Tips for Promoting Your Forum.
Okay.
And I thought, well, this is exactly what we need for SFJ.
I'm all ears.
All right. So here we go. We'll run down this. Now, this is from a website called SEO Refugee. Now,
or as I call them, OES.
OES.
That's Hendry calls them.
So SEO Refugee, it actually means Search Engine Optimization, which is a bunch of web speak that nobody gives a shit about anyway. But they do have 10 tips for promoting your forum. And I was like, oh, okay, let's see what SFJ is doing right and is doing wrong.
Okay.
Number one, be unique.
Mm.
The internet is crowded with forums and communities on all sorts of topics. You've got to do something to distance yourself from the pack, whether that's accomplished through your design, your rules, or offering a certain feature that other forums don't. You need to be memorable. So I was like, well,
what is our USP?
Our USP?
A unique selling, whatever it is. I don't work for an advertising agency. I've got, like Dr. P, I have trouble with.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that you could...
Unique selling point.
You could probably say just about anything.
Well, I guess that we're still nominally a Phil Hendry site.
Yeah, that would be the one thing that's unique. But...
And that's about
you
it.
You know, talk all the shit you want, but I don't know of a forum that makes fun of others' misfortunes, gender, yeah, race, than SFJ that provides great recipes. The fucking site is unique. Say what you will.
We are.
Right. All right. Racism.
Topic two.
Sexism.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the internet's number one, Phil Hendry and Food Forum.
Yeah. Number two.
Yeah.
Discuss hot topics. No matter what your forum is about, there will always be hot topics to talk about, hot button issues that automatically generate conversation and debate.
Well, the price of pasta.
Yes, the price of pasta has been debated at length on SFJ.
Seriously, we don't talk about huge topics, let alone hot ones. I'm making air quotes with my hand when I say hot. The Arizona immigration bill, Michael Jackson dying, hardly any topic gets a thread started about it.
Yeah, you know what Michael Jackson got? Michael Jackson got a mention in the Deathpool 3.
Nothing. Yes. But, yeah. You know, we all know it happened, and it comes up in conversation somewhere, but there is not a topic, you know, that the fucking guy from Ronnie James Dio just died, or... You know, unless it's Deadpool, but I'm trying not to go into death here. But
yeah,
know.
Right. If someone's dressing a monkey up and making it smoke cigarettes in China, SFJ is where I find out about it first. So.
You're right. That's our specialty.
That's our specialty.
We are great at that.
And foods we won't eat.
Everybody knows the fucking Arizona illegal immigrant reform bill and shit, you know, so why even talk about it? It'll come up somewhere, but
so
there's not a topic started about it, so we're 0-2. Let's move on.
So are we doing something right, or are we doing something wrong?
Well, it depends.
Well, of course
it's
wrong, but
the right people, that's, you know,
the third one is something that's that we've actually scored on. Create a blog.
Mm.
That's right. I said a blog. Sure, blogs and forums are two separate things, but how many of you have clicked over to check our forums? A great blog post will often attract attention to content that a forum might leave otherwise concealed. Case in point,
I didn't see Dr. Russell,
P's story about the cock.
Blog. Yeah. I didn't have a clue. Here's the other thing about that. I mean, blogs are all well and good, and we have done that the last time.
Yep.
But I refer you to number one. Be unique.
Everybody does a blog.
Everyone's got a fucking blog.
Excellent point.
Mm.
Excellent point. Now, here's one that
My point is, we have blogs on the site, but except for your blog, babe, I really don't look at them, except TBL. He wrote something about having, like, rats in his house. And I hung on every word, dude. That was the fucking most awesome blog. And I suggested he turn some snakes and owls loose, but he never responded. But he also says he cleaned out his fridge, too, which I don't believe. But anyway, I guess...
Like a blog thread, in which people could put their blogs into a thread. And then, you could go from there.
I think there's actually a way to do that. I have to look into it.
How can you have a blog thread? What would that mean?
I don't know, but then it generates, people talk about it. Whereas, I mean, Sav does it already, doesn't he? He basically, every post he posts is a five-paragraph blog. Sorry, Sav, I was only joking, mate.
You just have to copy that over a couple times.
Yeah.
Sorry, we've done that, but apparently it's not being utilized the way this website thinks it should be.
Yeah, I think V-Bulletin is to blame on that one rather than you. You tried on that one last time.
Yeah. Number four.
We're on four?
Okay. Yeah, we're on number four. Number four is one I think we'll all find very interesting.
Mm.
Show your appreciation.
Oh, we appreciate everyone on SFJ.
Yeah, just ask JD.
So far, this is the only one I think we do a bang-up job with. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love everybody.
I think the problem on this one is that we kind of get ahead of ourselves, and we expect people who are posting on SFJ to share our mindset. And it would be nice if everyone did, but not many do. And we get to the point where even long-time members need a bit of appreciation sometimes. Otherwise, But JD, I would say he gets my appreciation.
I don't know of any poster that gets shit on more than JD for every.
No, it's
tries.
And he can even post something really funny. I mean, he can make a post, and because the username is JD. I'm even guilty. I just tend to go, and then talk to the guy before him,
move on. I'd like to say,
I love the guy. I love him. I appreciate him so much. And we all appreciate him. We do show
we
our
do.
Appreciation.
We should tell
we
him
don't
more,
show
but we're
it.
Just a bunch of assholes.
We don't show it. You're right.
You're right.
We don't show it, but we mean it.
I really do appreciate him. That's why I did that chop of him in the bath eating spaghetti on his birthday.
Yeah, see?
That's a great chop.
If I'm ever in L.A., seriously, there's Spooner, Wages, there's more people than that besides Dozier and JD. JD would be the first guy I'd look up.
You were going there first, wouldn't you? You'd say,
I'm kidding, JD.
I'd
hang out with Spooner. I'd see my friends, but yeah, I would totally, if I were ever in Los Angeles again, I'd call the guy and go, hey, I'm in town.
So would I.
Grab a little brunch in a bright place in public. Yeah, he's so good.
That guy has put up with more shit.
I know, dude. I fucking love him. He is goddamn hardcore. He does hang in. He really does.
He's hardcore. Absolutely.
I'm not even in a positive way.
I didn't say what is hardcore. I said he is hardcore.
Number five is more related to me than anyone else. Be active. No one likes absentee landlords, fathers, or forum administrators.
Oh, wait. I loved having an absentee father. When that stuff was around, it was horrible. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a tendency to get caught up in work and not show up for a few days at a time. Yeah.
And I can't blame you. Oh. Yeah, please. I'm sorry. I just heard it. No one likes absentee fathers. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I love absentee landlords.
Those were my best weeks.
Yeah, put one on them. They're good. Yeah, put my rent up for 5 years. I think you're doing a good job on this one.
You think so?
Yeah, I can't fault you on that, really. You're trying stuff out. You're keeping on top of things.
I'm not going to do
Kung Fu Jesus down, but towards the end, he kind of let things go a little bit, so...
I feel like I need to post more. I do a lot of stuff in the background, but I need to post more. That's probably the most important thing that I lack.
Well, why don't you make a little badge that says post more and put it on the lapel of your blazer?
I should. It remind me when I was in Scouts. Just like when I was in Scouts. I need to create a posting merit badge.
Hey, did you make Eagle Scout?
What's that?
Did you ever make Eagle Scout?
No, I never got any further than Weeblos.
I made further than that. I didn't make Eagle Scout either, though. I was, like, going through all this first class, second class. I went up through all these ranks, and I was, like, two away from Eagle. And, like, this is dumb. I smoke weed. That's funny, though. That you are also a fucking scout.
I was in the house.
Damn. Hey, Lee, Booze, do you have a version of that the kids do that's like scouting? Yeah. You go outdoors and do shit?
Dude, it was invented by Lord Baden-Powell, Englishman.
Bullshit.
No,
don't
it was. It's a place
throw
where
that fucking communist shit my way. Come on. Scouts are American. Don't even try it.
Look it up. Wikipedia it. Or
Wikipedia, but Scout is an American thing. Come on.
No, it's Lord Baden-Powell invented it. And where I live, Dr. P, just down the road from me, about 10 minutes away, is the Scout camp where all the Scouts in Great Britain go. That's their...
So you've interestingly avoided the question, were you a Scout?
I was in the Cubs, which is the, when you're...
Oh, yeah, I was in the Cubs. Yeah, I was a Cubs.
There for about 3 weeks, and I got a weird vibe off of it. And I thought, why are these adults hanging around
like
kids
a little voice?
Well, at least you figured it out early. I didn't figure it out until I got to the point where they started calling us Weeblos.
You know what, dude? You lay in your back sack or your fucking... you get a handy, you lay back, let the old man with the fat fist put his hands down your pants. It's okay. It's all good. You grow from it.
They meant they might go to church as well.
I got to ask, is the whole, I shouldn't say gay because it's not gay, is the whole pedophile thing with like scoutmasters prevalent there as it is here?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, if you're a paedophile, where are you going to go?
I wouldn't think I would sign up to teach volleyball. I wouldn't think, I'll just get involved in the community. No, I think I'm a weirdo with a problem if I were a pedophile, and I would avoid
being
around
that. The internet, though, Dr. P. So, you had to get your jollies with you had to get them in real life. You couldn't sit at home, like Pete Townsend. You had to go out there and...
By the way, before you say shit about Pete Townsend, he had his computer seized. I mean, this was like some goddamn hardcore fucking... They seized everything. He never accessed a single page of child porn. Did you know that?
He paid for it with his credit card as well.
No, he paid for the site with his credit card, which was a porn site. but they had kid porn on it. He never accessed a page. They couldn't prove shit.
If you ever been on a porn site,
they had Scotland Yard on his shit, dude. They wanted to make an example out of it. No, dude, and I'm a big Who fan, so obviously I might defend the guy, but I would not defend the guy. I would not defend the guy if I thought he were a kid toucher or jerked off pictures of kids. They on him.
He's doing research.
Why are you telling me to?
Rock opera called Pedo.
Why are you telling me to look up Scout? Why don't you look up fucking Pete Townsend?
It's got an X mark on the end of it. Pedo the musical.
Mm. Yeah, why don't you fucking Google yourself?
Speaking of SFJ and Pete Townsend, number six is invite experts.
Right.
So in any field,
we
there are well-known
Phil
experts.
There. That didn't work.
Yeah,
like Pete Townsend.
We had the number one in our field, and it proved to be a little bit of a problem. So maybe we shouldn't do that again.
We had Phil. Let's stay away from experts.
Okay. So,
but yeah,
as we move away from the experts, number seven, send out reminders. As we discussed earlier, people often join a forum, participate for a few hours or days, get busy, and then forget about their newfound forum. Even if your site is unique and memorable, some people will manage to forget it. Well, in our case, about 90% of the people who were once members forgot about it.
90%.
I find reminders annoying. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it is annoying. So that's one we're not too bad on. Although I must say that our scores are going to go down very, 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 very low when we get to number eight, which is welcome new members. Have you ever asked why Walmart employs a person whose sole job it is to greet customers?
Yeah, the Walmart greeter, the old person. Yeah.
It's because people like to be welcomed, and boy, do we not do that.
If it's good enough for fucking Walmart, it's good enough for you, huh? Selling cheap recalled products is good enough for fucking Walmart. Jesus Christ, fuck Walmart.
I try to prepare people as best I can. In the welcome PM, I tell them,
we
love to bust balls here.
Well, I don't even know the PM, just what you post publicly. Hey, you know, welcome, we're going to be mean to you. Yeah.
Can I just say that in this country, Walmart have taken over, they haven't actually opened a Walmart here, but they've taken over an existing supermarket chain called Asda, and they don't have greeters because they know that would not be looked upon favorably in this country. People go, you know, what is this? You know, I don't want to go in. I'm going to have to talk to an old person before I go in the shop. What do I want to do? I want to avoid old people. Normally, then why would I go in a shop that's got one stuck outside that I have to talk to? You know? Fuck that, I'm going to Tesco's.
You hate old people that bad.
No, it's just they have stuff to
you
do.
You can't even have an old person go, hi, how are you? Really?
We do welcome new members, though. I think we do welcome new members, and then, you know, Spooner does a chop of them with... with a gay man's hand in their trousers.
Yeah, that was just the last guy.
Yeah. That's it. So, I mean, ideally, you want to stick around.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, here's another one I think we probably, at least for the past few years, we've failed on pretty miserably. Participate in the industry.
Right.
What's our industry exactly?
Well, Hendry was
racism, food,
and
making fun of the less fortunate. What is our industry? We make fun of black people and Asians and Mexicans. We talk about food and good recipes.
I hear the industry, I think of porn.
Well, team.
Yeah.
And I want participate in the industry, but I'll probably have to shave my ass.
We'll team up with Vivid Pictures and ChimpOut.com. So.
You know, that's a good comparison. Yeah. And those are two places I would go to, you know? Niggermania versus the Food Channel, you know? God, who wouldn't check in?
Oh, God. Oh, Pete.
Oh, and let's not forget. I mean, we do, dude. We do make fun of the less fortunate. You know? I mean, it's not just race. It's anyone handicapped, anyone, like, in some way.
Oh, man.
In a shitty situation. It is just a hard laugh.
There are stories I still won't tell on SFJ.
Exactly.
I know.
Really? I wish you would.
Let's put it this way. If a member of my family contracted cancer, I would maybe mention it on the site, but I would expect people would take the piss out of that situation. I would fully expect it. I'm not going to go on the site and go, you know what, I'm looking for a bit of sympathy. My dad's got cancer.
Oh, come on, Lee. We'd send you to mesothelioma.com. You know,
you wouldn't post it, though, would you?
Mesothelioma.net. We would make up site names to send you to make you feel better, you know?
I'm still surprised you've got a happy birthday thing that occasionally gets a non-organic post in it.
Oh, God. If one of my family members contracted cancer, I probably would talk about it, kind of.
Your username would be like causes low birth weight or something.
Yes, I know. Oh, no.
Your user title, I should say. Low birth
weight. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I'll be honest. Let me tell. I'm going to share on the podcast. Everyone can hear this. My dad cut his ear off. I am not bullshitting. My dad fucking had his ear severed from his head. Nah, he was deer hunting, and the fucking tree ladder he was climbing fell, and like
can I stop you there, though? Can I buy some of his art now before he dies?
Dude, and it really bugged me. I heard he was in the hospital. That happened, and I was about to post it, and I'm like, dude, if my best friend posted this year, I would be doing the Verizon guy with an ear in his hand, Photoshop, going, can you hear me now? You know, I would have been the biggest asshole. I was like, I cannot share this year. But my dad, the funny thing, too, the ear he had sewn back on isn't quite lined up with the other one. I don't say it to him. I've never told him. But, it just kind of sticks out a little more like radar on MASH. It sticks out just a hair, not much. If both looked like that, he'd look like a retard. But, you know, Jesus Christ, yeah, he fucking cut his goddamn ear off. And it troubled me. I heard about it, and I started to post. And I just decided, you know, let's hit the back button and make fun of Larry again. I don't know.
And number 10 on the list, off-topic discussion. I think we
just did well.
Hell yeah, there's two of the eight we do well on.
Yeah. We scored 20.
We're 20%, dude. That's not bad. Actually,
well, I think that should be a round of applause for us then.
Yeah. We do allow off-topic discussion.
We certainly do. Yeah, we have to.
Oh, man. Things just kind of stray into weird areas no matter what we try to do.
That's right.
And we can thank Beans for that, for creating just the random thoughts thread.
That is probably the most successful thread on the site. So if anyone's listening to this and have a random thought, and what other kinds are there, get on there and share.
Yeah. And give credit to Beans, remember? Show your appreciation. That's number... Which number was that? Number 4. Show your appreciation to Beans by posting in the random thoughts thread.
Dude, yeah. And Beans is one of the members all time on the site that I personally have the most appreciation for.
Yeah.
When
he
posts, even if I don't give a shit about the post or don't understand it, I'm just like, fuck yeah, being close. You know, I get a little bump. It's like I did a little snort of coke in one nostril. You know, I'm like, fuck, it's beans. You know, it's a good thing.
It's nice when he comes back.
God damn, I appreciate that guy.
What happened with Beans is kind of like, he was there for a while when he was going along, and then he achieved consciousness, like Skynet, Terminator, you know, and he went his own way, and good luck to him.
You know, he'll type shit like, you know, I'll never forget, he had the best comeback on SFJ history. He had posted this guy diving with a giant jellyfish, and of course, there's no jellyfish that's 50 feet around. And I'm like, dude, that's Photoshop.
No, there's some weird shit in the sea.
Yes, that's what he wrote. He goes, I don't know, man. There's a lot of weird shit in the sea. Like, you know what? You got me there. God damn, dude. Fucking Beans is the best thing to ever happen to this guy.
Well, we came back briefly, didn't we, the other day? But before that, I think his last post was something like, he's working on the final solution.
But he came back after the final solution, so he didn't wipe out a nation, so it's okay.
Maybe he just read Catcher in the Rye.
Maybe
a little Holden Caulfield, you know, but I think it was just something like he had to kill his ex-wife's elderly cat or something, you know? And, you know, it was just like, this thing is so old and decrepit, it can't even crawl to the litter box. I just have to do it. I can't bring myself. You know, I'm making this up, but he's back now, and his spirits are good, and God damn, we need him.
I just
that video of him squeezing the troll doll just healed it. And it changed my whole perspective of Beans.
I got this mental image of Beans popping up out of the mud like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now.
To kill an elderly cat.
Well, thanks everyone for listening. I guess we'll all see you next time.